Wonderful. We'll now officially start the recording and interpretation of this call. Please bear with me as we start the recording. The recording has now officially started, and so will interpretation. Before I do start the call, can I please remind everyone to mute yourselves on WebEx by clicking on the microphone. If it's grey, your line is open. If it's red, you are muted. And if you're on the phone, Adiga phone bridge, and the operator has dialed out to you, please press star 6 to mute and star 7 to unmute. This is a trial on WebEx, our first trial on WebEx, and we would like to avoid any interference for the interpreters to allow for accurate interpretation. We'll now officially start the call. Good evening to everyone. Welcome to the Afralo monthly call on Wednesday, the 4th of April at 18:00 CET. On the French channel, we have Gabriel Bombombo and Christelle Michaud, Tijani Benjema. On the English channel, we have Bram Fuzulani, Maimouna Diop, Ejikeme Ebwogu, Sarah Kidden, Abdul Karim Oloyede, Nkem Nweke, Omar Shuran, Baron Gillen, Caleb Omuyiwa, Hadia Elminyawi, Fatimata Sereyesila, Sarah Kidden, Dave Kisundwayal, Ali Hussein, and Isaac Maposa. Apologies noted from Shern Ojedeji and Daniel Mungaka. From staff, we have Sylvia Vivanco, Claudia Ruiz, Andrea Glandon, Maria Aleman, Yeshim Nazlar, Yelvi Atuhun, and myself, Gisela Gruber. And we have French and English interpretation this evening. If I could please remind everyone to state their names when speaking, not only for transcript purposes, but to allow the interpreters to identify you on the other language channel, and to speak as loud and clearly as possible to allow for accurate interpretation. As mentioned earlier on in the call, this is our first call with WebEx. We are trialing this new platform, so please do be patient with us. Do have a raise hand function, similar to Adobe Connect. And again, if you're not speaking, please do mute your microphones, either on WebEx by making sure that it is red, or on Adigo by star 6 for mute and star 7 for unmute. Thank you very much, and over to you, Mohammed.
Thank you very much, Gisele. And good evening, everyone. Happy to have you all on this monthly conference call for Afralo. We're experimenting a new tool. And I hope that we can get the best out of WebEx for this conference call. First, I would like to welcome our two accredited ALSs, Internet Governance Forum Mauritius, and Transform Foundation, and I think on this call we have Dave, I hope Chandra, John, and Kazanka on the call. So welcome to Afralo. And also I would like to convey our condolences to our dear colleague Hadia for the loss of her mother, and may her soul rest in peace, and thank you very much for joining us in this call. Our thoughts and pray with you and your family. So we can start the call, and please try to mute yourself in WebEx or if you have been dialed in Adobe. There's a couple of public comment items that we can note. and it's already available to you in the ICANN public comment page. That's something we can look at. In terms of the statements that has been approved by ALAC, ALAC have approved the ICANN financial year 2019 plan and budget. And basically, if you review the ALAC statement, the ALAC statements raise concerns about the new budget and specifically the elimination of the crop program and also which is a budget line item that we have been using to support our engagement and outreach to the local internet community in our region. So as proposed by the new budget, the core program will be eliminated. ALAC also raised concerns about almost 50% cut in the additional budget request for the supporting organizations and advisory committees. So this is, in a nutshell, the feedback ALAC provided in their statement regarding the budget. There's other statements currently being drafted in ALAC, and I can just note a couple of ICANN fellowship program community consultation is currently prepared and ready for vote. Data protection and privacy issues, basically ICANN interim solution for the GDPR issue, is ready for voting. And on the reports from ALAC, we can discuss more or get more updates from our colleagues in at large. We have also the key signings process or KSK rollover process, which is also ready for ALAC vote. Two statements currently being drafted by ALAC, which is the procedure for community GTLD change request and ICANN reserve fund. It's another also statement that's currently being drafted. In terms of public comments requests, we have about four items there, which is the uniform board member integrity screening process, a process for ensuring the integrity of board members, and the deadline for this comment period is 17 April, and we have the project plan for proposed name collision analysis project, which is due in 18 April. So this is just... can you please put yourself on mute, because we're hearing you speaking. So this is in a nutshell the open comment periods and the status now.
11.8.
And you can have you already have those on the agenda. So please mute yourself if you're not speaking. And I posted the open comment period in WebEx. So moving on to the reports, the first report is the ALAC activities, and I would like to hand it over to Jani, Sean, and Hadia, so they can provide us with an update on ALAC activities, hopefully briefly. So, Tijani, maybe you can start.
Of course. Thank you very much, Mohammed. After the ICANN 61 meeting in San Juan, there wasn't a lot of activities of excess. Three main issues that that ALAC has to comment on, which are first the GDPR and the compliance of the WIS data, the KSK rollover, and the fellowship comment on the new budget regarding the fellowship. So those are three points that have been addressed in an ALAC call, a special call, since then the statements or the comments of ALAC have been prepared, and we are now during the meeting in San Juan, we discussed a lot of things, but I mean that between the last face-to-face meeting and now, we are most concentrated on those issues, especially. Thank you, and I will let Hedla and Shan complete if they have other things. Thank you.
Hadia or Sean, if you're available, can you please, if you have any other updates from ALAC, please go ahead.
Hadia speaking. Actually, I have nothing to add to what Tijani said. I would just like to note that for example, the plan to restart the route key signing, key rollover process, it was a very intense dialogue and debate, and I think the discussions, we had thorough discussions, but in the end we have the statement that we have now. So I thank you, Jenny. I have nothing to add.
Sean, please. Okay, if Sean is not available, we can move to the next item, which is basically an update and feedback from AFRALO members, from the ALSs. So please, if you have any update and any activity or any comment you'd like to raise, please raise your hand or you can speak now. We'd love to hear your ALSs activities.
Chair, may I speak, Ali Hussain?
Please go ahead, Ali.
Good evening, everyone. As you may all be aware that I am now liaison to the WhatsApp 5, so today was my first call into the conversation. Unfortunately, we had a lot of challenges with the new WebEx system, so most of us actually got in quite late into the meeting. So what I would basically like to report is the probably half the meeting that I got involved in. Mine today was to mostly listen and try to get myself up to speed on the whole conversation, and I am hoping to be able to report a lot more in our next monthly meeting. I want to thank those who made it possible for me to play a role in their work. Thank you.
Thanks, Harley. Tijani, you have a raised hand, please.
Yes, thank you very much, Mohammed. I have been told that my voice is very, very low on the WebEx, so I will speak on the French channel through the telephone. I am sorry.
That's fine, Tijani. You can try to using the French channel. So I'm new to WebEx, at least as with this large group of conference calls. So I'm not sure if there's anyone have a raised hand or have an update regarding activities of your ALS. Okay, in absence of any raised hands, we move to the next agenda item, which is number four. It's basically reports from our liaisons or people involved in the different work streams. So start with myself and provide you an update on the customer standing committee of the new IANA or PTI. So basically there was we held monthly conference calls the last report for the IANA performance as well as it was excellent. They usually exceed their performance metrics in terms of either having responses or closed tickets for about minimum 95% of the requests. So the IANA function performance is usually at very good level. There is work for updating the charter of the group including other new items in the monitoring of IANA function. For example, the process of submitting internationalized domain names tables to IANA, which is not covered by the current SLA monitoring. So that's an ongoing work with IANA, but there's no major issues. And the new management, Kim Davis, has already now taken the leadership of the PTI, and nothing much to report for them that. So that's from my side. And I will. The next item is the CCWG accountability subgroup work stream 2, and either Tijani or Sean, can you update us? Tijani, I think you can update us. I don't see Sean being with us. Please go ahead, Tijani.
Brian Gillen?
Yes, thank you very much. So, Mohammed, once again, I was asked to use the telephone because I was very faint on WebEx. So, regarding the CCWG Accountability Workstream 2, as everybody knows, in San Juan we did have a plenary session. We were able to work together, and we looked at all the reports. And certain subgroups already gave their final reports, and they went to the public comments phase. And so a few reports are not finalized yet. So we did finalize them, and we did approve all of those reports. And the next step is going to be to compile all those reports so that we have only one report for Workstream 2, and we're going to put this report for public comments. And in fact, it was for public comments 2 days ago already, so please read this report and let us all know about your comments. We have to look at consistency and compliance. The content already went through public comments for each report. So now what is very important is the compilation of all the reports. There might be some consistency issues, incompatibilities between reports, for instance. So if you have this type of issues, please make comments. Once the public comment phase will be over, in 40 days, we will integrate those comments into the final report, and we hope that during the meeting, 62, ICANN 62 in Panama, we will be able to have this final report and ratify this final report with all the organizations that were chartered for, or the SOAC, ALAC, GAC, CCNSO, GNSO, and another one, I think. So those organizations, I hope, will ratify this final report in Panama, and most of our work is done. We'll just need to do this final report, present it to the board, and go to the implementation phase. That's what I wanted to say. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tijani. Checking the WebEx chat, I think Biran has raised hand earlier and she wanted to give us an update. Sorry, I didn't see that. So Biran, can you give us an update about your ALS?
Hello, Mohammed. Can you hear me? This is Biran.
Yeah, we can hear you now. Please go ahead.
Yeah, all right. Thank you. Yes, we had a ISOC Gambia had a session since we recently joined the AFALO as an ALS, and after a long time waiting to be certified, so thank God for that. We're happy to be on board finally. We had a session with our members last Sunday. We did an introduction to ICANN, especially at large and being an ALS within ICANN, and we had a turnout of about 35 to 40 people. I thought that was very, that was a good turnout for the first session that we had. And we talked about basically the structure of ICANN. We also spoke about at large and how people can join at large. And I was happy to use the community onboarding documents that we had developed, myself, Dev, and Isaac. And it was very effective. And we had a good feedback from the session. And we're hoping to have another session, which would be, we're trying to follow the capacity building webinars, hopefully, and follow the hot topics and be able to have a bi-monthly sessions with our members. So that's what I wanted to share. Thank you.
Thank you, Biran. And if I missed anyone who would like to provide an update for your ALS, please either put a text on chat on WebEx or raise your hand. Okay, so we don't have any raised hand or anyone want to provide further updates. We have the non-com. I think I have been told that Maimouna wanted to speak. So Maimouna, please go ahead. Maimouna, you have the floor, please. Go ahead, Rick. I'm not sure if Maimuna could hear us. We cannot. Yes, please go ahead.
Hello. Please, for the record, my name is Nkemweke. I represent Digital Science Africa and ALS. I didn't get the last report on capacity building because I didn't get that link or information that there was going to be any capacity building webinar. So how do I key into the next capacity building webinar for ALSEC? Hello?
Yes, thank you very much. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, that's
yes,
good. Yeah, so if I understand you, your question was about when is the next capacity building webinar that either
yes.
ALAC or Ruralo specifically.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I missed the first one because I didn't know it was taking place.
Okay. Usually, the announcements for the capacity building webinars or any policy webinars will be sent to the mailing list, AFRI discuss mailing list. So if you are already a member of the mailing list, you should get the notification there. If you're receiving the emails in our mailing list, that's the channel that you should expect to receive the announcement there.
Yes, I do. And frankly speaking, even the last call, the call for March, I didn't get that link. I didn't get that notification. I don't know what happened. I checked my spam mail. It was not there. I was only lucky to be reminded of this one when Sarah talked about the newly confirmed ALS. That's how I got to know that the meeting would be holding today. I don't know what happened before. I used to get this information, but sure. Now I no longer get this notification. I don't know.
Sure. It will be useful if you can write your email or in WebEx you can send your email to Yazim and Giselle. We will look at that with staff and make sure that you already subscribe to the mailing list and you're getting the notifications. I can see Tijani as well have a red hand. Tijani, please. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much, Mohammed. I will speak on the English channel because the question was in English. As the chair of the capacity building working group, of the at-large capacity building working group, I can tell you that you're right, and I am happy that you are asking for it. That means that people are following the capacity building program. For this year, we approved in San Juan the program of 2018. And I am working with the staff to define the exact date of all the webinars that we will use for 2018. So very soon you will receive the information about the date. Thank you very much for asking.
Thank you to Jenny for that update. Okay, if we continue, I'm not sure if we have Aziz for a quick non-com update.
Can I have the floor?
Who's Fatimata?
It wasn't me. Hello. I didn't ask to speak. It wasn't me, Mohammed.
Okay. Thank you, Fatima, for clarification. So if we don't
Mohammed, I asked
Do you hear me?
Yes. Can you please identify yourself so we can everyone could know you?
I'm the chair of ISEC Senegal. We joined the Atlas last year, and I would like to say that we will organize an Africa Internet Summit in Dakar at the end of this month and the beginning of May. So if there is something we can do, we'll be happy to help. So those people want to participate to attend the meeting, and also if there is something that Apollo has activity. Thank you.
Thank you, Maimouna, for providing a bit about your airlift. So if we go back to the agenda items, Aziz, I think he's in the French channel. Can you give us a brief update about the NONCOM, where you are now, did you complete your work, and any expectation of announcements or process? Aziz, please. It seems we have challenges between WebEx and Adigo. Aziz is already in Adigo and is unmuted, but I'm not sure he's not following up with us. We can proceed to the next agenda item, and when Aziz is ready to speak, we can give him the floor. So the item for discussion for this meeting, we have the hot topics. We have two items. One is hot topics, hot topics, and what is the expectation for the next steps. So basically, if you are following up with us, we finalized the report. We presented the report in last month's conference call. And there was also the meeting in ICANN 61 in Puerto Rico, where the hot topics was the main issue. I've been told that Aziz is ready to speak. Sorry really for the confusion between Adigo and Webex. So Aziz, if you can hear me, you can please proceed and give us a NONCOM update. Please go ahead.
As he's speaking, thank you very much, Mohammed. Very briefly, I would like to remind you with the positions that were vacant for this year 2018 were. There were three positions which within the board, one for the GDD, two for Atlas, two for two regions, and two... Sorry, he's breaking up. Currently, we are meeting regularly and we are working very intensely because we need to announce the results of our work once the deadlines have passed. So we are now assessing the applications we received. Everything is within the expected period. But we are paying close attention to the African meeting, which represents about 18% of the DNS. Then there's 18 in the Caribbean and Latin America, 15 in Asia Pacific, and the rest are split between North America and Europe. That's the representation we have. So the first stage of our work entails using the available meetings and we've been working every single weekend thus far to try and meet our goals within the deadlines that have been set. And once the assessment of the applications will have been completed, we will see the different applicants, the different candidates for the position at individual interviews. So that is pretty much what we have been doing. If you have any questions, that's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Aziz. Regarding the hot topics issue and what's the next step, so Afrala have finalized a report now, and we need to discuss among ourselves what's the next step after identifying the hot topics from our perspective and what we need to do with it. My proposal is that we either select a new group of champions or a small focus group that lead Afralo in terms of focusing on the different hot topics. So we can have someone is looking at the GDPR issue, and that person, he or her, will be our champion in terms of Afralo contributions to this hot topic or this issue, because is identifying the hot topics is just a starting point. It's not the end objective, but having activities and outreach and capacity building related to those topics in our region and also in our communities, that's the main goal. So I'd like to hear from you, what is your thoughts, ideas, how we can activate this work stream, the next step for the hot topics. And I would like to give Fatimata the chance to speak on this, and Daniel as well. So Fatimata, please.
Yes, thank you, Mohammed. This is Fatimata for the record. I think you said the main thing. Now I think we did the major activities of identifying the hot topics and kind of defining what we meant by each of them. And now we're looking for volunteers to select volunteers per topic, as you said, to champion that topic and to suggest action items on how to go about it, and then maybe we'd present that to the team, and we'd find strategies to implement those action items. I mean, it could be in a form of maybe action plan for each topic, so that we can discuss it, validate it, and think about how to have it implemented. Those are my suggestions, just to add to yours. Thank you.
Thanks, Fatima. Daniel, I'm not sure if you are in the call or not. I don't think Daniel may be with us in the call.
Mohammed, I think it's just been a long time, you know, we've been discussing these issues without really moving efficiently forward. And maybe within the mailing list, if staff could help us just send it and ask for volunteers, so that each volunteer would manage one topic, that would be good. Let's try to make it effective this time.
Okay. Thank you very much, Fatima, for the suggestion. So it's so we'll be sending an email to the mailing list, and with the hot topics report, and asking volunteers to be the champions on the different hot topic issues. I think I have Hadia. Are you still wanted to speak, Hadia? So briefly, if you can. Okay, Hadia have lowered her hand. Okay, there is no problem. So this is what we do. We're going to send in an email to the mailing list and request for volunteers for the next step of the Hot Topics action items. So thank you, everyone, for that.
Mohammed, if I may, I'm sorry, I didn't raise my hand. This is Silvia Vivanco from staff.
Yes, Silvia, please go ahead.
Yes, about the Hot Topics. I just wanted a clarification from you. I listened to the recording of the APRALO meeting in Puerto Rico, and there was an offer from Heidi to assist APRALO to put together a nice document, brochure, or whatever in printed form that APRALO can use with a Hot Topic. So whenever you consider that you have this document ready, we will be more than happy to work with our communication department to be able to have this nice document printed out for you so you can actually use it when you go to meetings and, you know, different conferences in your region. So we will be ready for you whenever you are ready to send us the final document. And, of course, if you form different topic focus groups or if you wish to have a conference call on these hot topics, please let us know. That's all. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much, Sylvia, and thank you very much for reminding us that we agreed we're going to visualize the report and make it in a different nice format, usable. So, yes, doing that, we'll be sending you the report so ICANN-COM's team could help us in visualizing the report. If we can... Going back to the agenda items, Sarah, you have the floor. You can give us an update about the ALS's status in terms of membership applications and also individual applications we received. Sarah, you have the floor, please.
Hi, everyone. Good evening. This is Sarah for the record. In terms of, let me start with individual members. We have one new application from Onika Makwakwa. I hope I've not butchered your name. She's from South Africa, and she applied to be an individual member. So usually when somebody applies either as an ALS or as an individual, we let the members know so they can, if they have anything to say about the application, they are free to say that. So that's one individual application. And in terms of the ALSs, I would like to once again welcome FANSWAM Foundation and Internet Governance Forum Mauritius. Those are our two new ALSs as of yesterday and today. We are happy to have you on board. And there are a few more that are being voted currently. There is in French, but let me read the English version, Help for the Child of the Desert and the Sahel from Bamako, Mali. That's currently being voted by ALAC. Then there is a Cultural Organization for Social Development from Chad. It's also being voted. And then there's one more that's going to be sent for voting, and that's Action Humanitaire pour le Développement, also from Chad, that will also be voted very soon. And in terms of the, we don't have any new ALS applications, but we are trying to get hold of BSD Congo. So if anyone knows anyone from BSD Congo, we've tried to reach out to them. The application came in last year, but they've not responded to any of our emails. So if you know anyone from BSD Congo, please let them know so that they can respond. I think that's it for me. One more thing. We've been receiving a few requests to update your information. So if you need to update anything on your page regarding your ALS, please send staff an email and they'll be able to help you. That's it from me. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Sarah. I appreciate it. So without I think we just have one last item, which is any other business. I have an update regarding the next Afralo elections, and I'm happy to take any other updates from you in the call. So for the 2018 Afralo regional elections, we have I think two positions will be coming up for elections, and allied member representing the Afralo is currently Tijani Njema serving as an ally, and we have the position of the Afralo secretariat, which is currently being served by Sarah. Sarah, I can see your hands up. Do you like to cover? Okay, so you have any other business to include? I will give you a chance, definitely the next speaker slot. So expect announcement regarding this election, hopefully by 23rd April, and it's the standard election process with nomination periods and conducting the election. So that's from my side regarding an update on the coming elections. Sarah, please, you have an update.
Thank you, Mohammed. This is Sarah again for the record. Any other business is regarding our promoting our ALS activities. I know that for this call we had many people telling us what the ALSs have been doing. We'd like to compile that and put it in some sort of report or newsletter. So I'll send out an email shortly, but we are requesting you to send us that information so that we compile it and share it with the rest of the ALSs, even for people who have not attended the call or just for just to promote your ALS. So we'll be sending out an email about that shortly. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Sarah. I'm not sure if there's anyone who has any other business item to raise, any comments or update. Okay, no raised hands. So,
Mohammed?
Yes?
Mohammed?
Yeah, please go ahead.
Sorry, this is Gisela. This is Gisela. Apologies for interrupting. And just while I'm at it, Dave Kisundwe does have his hand up, and Fatimata, those may be old hands. Just to let all the participants know that we will be sending out a survey which IT have compiled, unfortunately at this stage only in English, to provide feedback on WebEx, this tool, because we are looking into various different tools. WebEx is one of them, and Zoom as well, but unfortunately At Large does not have a Zoom account. So the more feedback we can provide them with, the better, which this will enable them to choose the most appropriate tool, and again, this will be used throughout ICANN. Thank you very much. Back over to you, and Dave still has his hand raised. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Gisela. So I think I have my list, Dave and Fatima. So I'll start with Dave. Dave, can you please go ahead and speak?
Yes, okay, so you can hear me. In the name of Internet Forum, Internet Governance Forum from Mauritius, I would like to to thank ALAC and ICANN for the accreditation for this Internet Governance Mauritius.
Thank you, Dave, and we're happy to have you in AFRALO. You have been active member. You have been an ALAC member before, and you are a valuable contribution. You will be giving a valuable contribution to AFRALO. Happy to have you. So Fatima lowered her hand. So if there is no one else on our queue list, I think we can conclude the meeting. We already will have past 1 hour of the meeting. It's interesting to use WebEx. I think it's hopefully in the coming calls we might we'll see how it goes. And as Gisela said, it will be, please provide ICANN with your feedback regarding this tool. It's very new to us, and yeah, there seems there is some challenges in linking Adigo to WebEx and the quality of the voice, but let's see how it goes. So thank you very much for joining AFRALO call, and looking forward
Hello, to... Hello, Mohamed, before we finish.
Yeah, who's
Hello?
That?
Sean? Sorry, this is Abdulkarim.
Abdulkarim, please go ahead.
Yeah. Sorry, regarding the hot topics, if you want to help out with one of the hot topics, what do you need to do? I didn't hear that part properly.
Thank you, Abdulkarim. For the hot topics, we're going to send to the mailing list an invitation for volunteers to join a small group where they will be leading AFRALO contributions related to that hot topic. For example, if you are interested in GDPR and would like to contribute or lead AFRALO work in GDPR, you can volunteer, and basically you will be our champion in working in that area. That means liaison internally with the ALSs, contributing to any policy development related to that hot topic. So we're going to send an invitation for ALSs or members to participate and identify and volunteer to lead the work on the hot topic.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you.
Thank you. So we have Yaovi. I think I have been told Yaovi have a hand. Yaovi, you would like to speak? Okay, maybe that could be an old hand. Okay, so thank you very much. If there's no one will speak, and thank you very much for joining the call, and have a good evening, and hopefully we can speak on the next conference call. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, everyone.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
Is your line on mute? Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Oh. Have a good night.
Bye.
Thank
no problem.
You.
I send an email. Bye.
Bye.
Yovi, thank you. This is Gizli. If you'd like to please send an email on whatever topic.
Just it is for the report from GSE Africa, the 5-year report. So just to remind a participant that still people open for comment to this report. And this is what I want to share. We still have till April 10th of April for feedback from the community to the 5 year implementation report of the Africa strategy. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Yaovi. That is on the record. The recording is still going. If you would be so kind as just to follow up with an email on the AFRALO mailing list. Thank you very much.
Thank
the
you.
Meeting has
Bye.
Now been adjourned. Thank you very much to our operator and to our interpreters and to staff for joining me on this call, as well as to all our AFRALO members. Thank you very much and have a good evening. Looking forward to speaking to you again soon. Bye-bye.